With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Farmers won't be surprised to hear that 2019 was one of the wettest on record. And Karen Gleason, a climate scientist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, said all data indicates that extreme weather events have played havoc with farmers' crops.
There are certainly going to be costs associated with losses or anticipated losses. There were some crops that didn't get planted until June. You have a shorter growing season that can put you at risk in the fall for early frosts or freezes.
Last year's flooding in Nebraska, for instance, could be seen from space, and it resulted in damage costing more than $1.3 billion. In just the past 10 years, major flooding in the United States resulted in losses of at least $40 billion. Gleason and her colleagues at NOAA are monitoring changes in weather patterns, and they're making their data available to farmers. She said looking back at historical rainfall averages, days of drought, and how those averages are changing can help farmers adjust their strategies and hopefully adapt.
And to understand, do I need to anticipate in the future changing up my practices? Do I want to pick a different kind of crop? Will that yield a better harvest? Will that yield a better bottom line?
Gleason says you can find all their data online at ncdc.noaa.gov. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. Get more information at aginfo.net. I'm Rick Worthington.